You're listening to Season 5 of the Devoted Dreamers podcast. Welcome, Dreamer. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Merit Ansa, and this is the podcast where we talk about our God-shaped dreams, the ones we're pursuing, hoping to pursue, or waiting on God to reveal. I don't know you yet, but I hope to, and my hope with this podcast is to help you move from uncertainty to action so that your life might sing, that it might sing praises to God for your good and His glory, because He made you for big things. But the more I talk with women about their dreams, the more I understand there's a battle within. Is it okay to be ambitious, to dream, to do something with our skills, gifts, and experiences? If you're struggling with this, don't listen to me. Go read God's word, specifically Ephesians 1, and let the God of the universe remind you that you were chosen for a purpose, in order that you might live for the praise of His glory. Sure, you might feel some fear, anxiety, insecurity walking forward in your dream, but don't let those things stop you. We all feel them to some extent, and you cannot let those feelings or the voices that tell you you have no business dreaming this dream, you cannot let them win, because you are a daughter of the King. And that's why we're having this conversation. I pray it's what you hear today in this episode. Thank you so much for joining in. As always, you'll find the show notes at meritansa.com/podcast. And please connect with me and the community of Devoted Dreamers in our Facebook group or over on Instagram at meritjo. And now, here's today's episode. Hey, Devoted Dreamer, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to share with you today episode 99. We're getting close to 100 episodes, but this one is with Jessica Reinhardt, and she just told me that I could call her Jess. So, Jess, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. For those of you that may not know her, she is a wife and a mom and an entrepreneur, and she's the founder of Lumatory, which is a company that exists to be a light in the world by encouraging community and meaningful connection. And Jess, I just was, struck by finding you guys on Instagram and seeing just the beautiful products that you provide and the mission that you're on. And I'm so excited that we get to talk today.
Oh, thank you, Merit. I am so excited to talk to you too. I really am. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Well, I really want to dig in before we get to talking about your dream. I always ask my guests about their personality profiles, and you told me about one that I've never heard of. So I would love you to tell us a little bit about the earth elements profile test, whatever it is. Can you get into that for us?
I would love to. I really have found this to be honestly the most impactful personality assessment. I've used it both personally and professionally for about 6 years now. And it is truly something that's a game changer. It's really simple to understand and to remember, and also kind of enables you to also identify others' personalities without actually having to take an assessment. So the basic premise is this, that God created us each uniquely, right? And with unique gifts and talents to bring to the world. And that we all fit together like a piece of a puzzle. So, and we know this, right? We know this innately as Christians, but essentially the premise of the elements is that we all need each other in order to, you know, make the world go around. And so there are four elements that are identified in the elements personality profiles. It's wind, fire, water, and earth. And so if you think about the properties of each of those elements, it also kind of aligns with different people's personalities. So as an example, if you think about the properties of fire, fire is warm. We gather around it. We light candles. We you know, make a fire in the fireplace. We love to gather around fire. There's something that's calming about it. But also fire, when it is kind of blazes out of control, can be very destructive. And so fire personalities kind of take on the same characteristics, right? They're oftentimes leaders. They like to take charge. They naturally take charge. They tend to be, can be more dominant personalities, but they can also be charismatic individuals. People, fire personalities often are really wonderful talkers, and they can articulate themselves well and get their points across. But fire personalities don't want a whole bunch of detail. They're not the ones to engage in a lot of small talk. They don't want to really, they're not necessarily the ones who are going to ask you, you know, how your dog is doing or things like that. They're just going to kind of get right down to business right away. A wind personality is also kind of like a big personality, oftentimes like a visionary thinker, big thinker, not great with the details. If you think about the property of wind, wind moves quickly, right? We love a cool breeze on a warm day. But also there are hurricanes, and wind can be very destructive too when it's not operating in its element. And so wind personalities,
wind, right?
I'm actually double wind. Oh. Which is so wow. So I have a lot of big thoughts, but I'm also not the one to get the details done. So I can do them, it's just not my happy place. So there are other personalities though that have been given those gifts and talents, and that is their happy place, who are the ones that I often look to work alongside of, because together we make a perfect pair, right? There's also water personality. You know, a water personality, because like the property of water, it can be calming to be around. They are the peacekeepers. They really like things to be in a flow. That's their happy place. And when things aren't in a flow, they tend to freeze over a little bit, just like water. It takes them a while to get there, but they are really relational people. They are the ones to ask you about your dog. They love, love, love just that sense of connection and togetherness. And when things are kind of out of step with that, when things are unharmonious, whether it's in the home or in the workplace, they feel exceptionally uncomfortable, really more so than anybody else. And then there's the earth element. And the earth, just like if you think about the earth, it's reliable, dependable. It, you know, rotates on its axis. We know exactly where it's going to be at any point in the day or month or year or decade. But also like the earth, when it's not in its kind of happy place, it sort of gets off kilter. I think about an earthquake or things like that. So an earth personality typically really likes the details. They're the ones who are going to research things to the nth degree. You know, they're not going to book a flight, you know, on an airplane for a trip without researching every single fare that's available and every single airline, the pros and cons, which airport makes the most sense. Whereas alternatively, like a wind personality is just going to book the first flight that comes up and looks good. So wind and fire are fast moving. Earth and water tend to be slower moving, sometimes those different elements can be at odds with one another. But again, there's a beauty and a harmony when they're all respected for what it is that they bring to the table. Because even though God created them uniquely to kind of literally be polar opposites, they need one another in order to function well. And I always say, you know, it's funny because if you look at families, I really believe, you know, oftentimes people will say, how are each of my children so different? I don't understand. I raised them all the same, you know? But I think that God puts us intentionally alongside of others, especially on the early parts of our journey, who aren't exactly like us. Even though we're raised in the same household, we might just look at things completely differently. And sometimes it's easy to go, to kind of jump to the assumption that somebody's doing something just to annoy you. Or, you know, it's like that aha moment where you go, oh my gosh, this is who God created you to be. And now I see the gifts that you bring to the world and why you are the way you are. You're not just doing those things to frustrate me. You're doing them because that's who you are. It's just a product of who you were created to be. And so, we say all the time in our home, and I have three children, of course, my husband and myself, and we are all different personalities, absolutely 100%. But we always say to one another when the going gets tough and when there is sort of friction, I always say, especially to my older daughter, she's 11, so she can kind of understand. And I always say to her, listen, if we can get it right here, we can get it right in the world. And I really, truly believe that that's the purpose behind everyone in the family being uniquely different, because if we can get it right in our homes and respect one another in spite of our differences, we can get it right out in the world. And so that's a really high level kind of overview. My very best friend, her name is Darlene Santor, and she is the one who originally kind of brought this concept to us. And we used it in a corporate environment with over 700 employees. And we actually used to post our element on the outside of each of our offices or on our desk space, so that as someone was approaching us, we would know what their element was, so we knew how to communicate with them. And she does training both with families and with corporations, with couples, to help you kind of further understand communication styles, how you accept love, how you give, how you show love, how you best communicate, things like that. And she really kind of works so that you understand that, so you can operate, you know, as well as possible and really understand each other. I think that's part of the heart of what we're here to do, and love one another, right? When people are really different from us, sometimes, I mean, of course, we love each other, but it's hard to truly understand and accept people for who they are when you don't necessarily see eye to eye. And so this really, really is helpful. We even did it in our small group a couple of years ago. We have like 6 or 7 couples in our small group, and we reference it all the time. All the time it comes up. Oh, he's just being an earth. Oh, she's just so windy today. You know, she can't stop talking, whatever it is. And it's helpful though. It's really, that's really great. Helpful.
Yeah. Oh, I love knowing about that. And I mean, is this something I can Google and find out more?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Darlene has an assessment that you do online. It literally takes under 10 minutes. I mean, it's super simple and really, really simple. It even gives you your results and then shows you how you pair up with others and kind of goes into a little bit of how you communicate with others well in the results itself. But then she kind of goes deeper and helps people, goes through exercises, which are really, really helpful too.
Okay. I'll link to her stuff in the show notes so that everyone listening can go check that out. That's awesome.
Yeah, total game changer.
Time to go into that.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like it does help us transition a little bit into talking about your dream, kind of having that entrepreneurial spirit and being fast moving wind. So let's talk about, tell us, what's the dream that God's placed on your heart?
Yeah. You know, God has placed a lot of dreams on my heart, but the one that I am the most focused on in this moment is this idea of how do we build bridges, just that bring us together? How do we love our neighbors? How do we love one another and really kind of create a deeper sense of community in our lives? And for us, that's really the heart of everything that we've started to create with Lumitory, is kind of trying to equip and encourage people in their journey to move closer to that idea of community, of real face-to-face community. You know, we live in a day and age where we tend to think about community in terms of social media, something we find on social media. And I think the irony behind that is, even though there are some wonderful qualities to social media, I mean, we all engage in it. It's a great connector. But God created us to crave, to desire, you know, that close, that face-to-face connection, that true sense of community and togetherness, and just spaces where we can truly do life together. And I, for me, that is really the heart of what we do. I mean, that's a big, big, you know, goal and challenge, but we are working, you know, very hard to try to create just ways to help people do that, to equip people to do that, and just reminders about why it's important too. I think, you know, when God first placed this dream in my mind, I guess about almost 3 years ago now, it really started kind of formalizing in my brain. Like, and mind you, it's not my background to create, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, but it wasn't something that previously I had really been passionate about. But my husband and I relocated from New England out to Arizona about seven, almost 8 years ago. And when we moved out here, you know, we were both raised in New England, where we had really strong roots and strong connections. We had friends and family who we had literally, you know, been raised alongside of. And so you don't really long for community when you've always had it, right? But we moved literally to the desert, where we knew no one, and we felt every bit of like we were in the desert. I had some family out here, and we, you know, had people, wonderful people who we were working alongside of, but in terms of like knowing our neighbors and having those go-to friends that you call, we didn't have any of that. And I learned firsthand just how isolating that felt and how long it takes to really create that sense of belonging and community. But little by little, of course, we did create that here, and we made a life for ourselves here. And we love our community now. And there were a lot of things that we did to kind of get to where we are today. But it made me really have a heart for people who are walking alone, who are walking through seasons where they don't have connection. It's no secret that we just live in a day and age right at this moment where we're really isolating, you know, in, I think, really staggering numbers. I think we have to be aware of that and aware of the damage that can do to like humanity. You know, I mean, it's not just about our one-on-one. It has a ripple effect across many, many people. And so anyway, that's a long-winded way of saying, I think my dream is really to, yeah, encourage and equip people to move back to community and to place a really strong value on the importance of it.
And so for anyone out there who's never heard of you guys, you have like some products and support elements that you're creating and selling online. Can you talk about those a little bit?
We do. The first product that we launched with is called a gathering box. Thank you. The idea is really simple, right? It's like an easy way to gather and kind of gives you the tools and the inspiration for what to do. We have a supper club gathering box, which is designed to enable you to, you know, invite people over and host a monthly supper club. That's one of the things that we did out here with a group of friends, and we've done for the past several years, and it's been so life-giving. I mean, it's a simple act of breaking bread alongside others. And when you put an intentionality behind sort of a repetition behind it, you know, like a regularity, like something, a date that everyone looks forward to every month on their calendar, it becomes something where you don't miss it. You know what I mean? You don't want to miss that date. Like everyone looks forward to it. It's the time when you catch up, the time when you kind of just sit back and relax, enjoy good food, enjoy good company, and really feel like you're doing life together. And that's what it's all about. We have a Kindness Matters gathering box too, that's designed to equip families and friends, you know, with kind of pay it forward activities that they can do in their community that are easy and fun and just help to spread kindness, which we obviously believe is very important. We have conversation cards, which are just a simple thing that, you know, a lot of people will just leave right on their dining room table. Some people use it with their families or when people come over. It's just an easy opportunity to kind of go deeper in conversation. And then we have just some really thoughtful prints and things like that that are designed to be placed around your home as intentional reminders of the things that we think are important. And coming up here in the next couple of weeks, we'll be launching a line of new prints that we're adding to our shop that we're really excited about as well. And then in 2019, we're going to be launching kind of the next iteration of what we have coming forward, which is really designed to help families to gather together intentionally. And so we're, you know, just really trying to do our best to fulfill our mission to inspire and encourage people to do.
I love it. And it's kind of hit close to home for us because we led a community group for a while, and it was one of those things that really helped us actually begin to know our neighbors. I mean, my husband constantly says, like, we lived here 3 years and didn't even know anybody. And
right.
It's like, how is that even possible that you can live, you share a wall? Like, we live in a condo, we share walls with people and we didn't know them. And we're still in that process of growing those relationships, but really beginning to see the value of that. And watching our older daughter like ride her bike around the neighborhood and say, oh, well, I want to go say hi to this person and I want to go say hi to this person. And it's really
the sweetest. Yeah. It's the sweetest. And when you finally feel settled in that sense of community, I mean, it's like a warm hug, mm-hmm. you know, it's just totally. Knowing, you know, we're not meant to do life alone, right? We're meant to walk alongside others and we're meant to love our neighbors as ourselves, right? And that's just an important part, I think, of a good life. I really do believe that.
For sure. Well, I'm excited to offer our listeners a giveaway of a couple of your products. We're going to talk about that towards the end of the show. So stay tuned. But Jess, will you talk a little bit now about, I know you're probably a starter of things. You call yourself an entrepreneur. And so maybe this is different for you than others, but you know, have you had any fear along the way or kind of some of those internal struggles of like wrestling with starting up something new that maybe some listeners could relate to?
Yeah. Oh, yes. yeah. You know, I think that comes hand in hand with sort of the idea of entrepreneurship, right? Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're really kind of bringing your vision to reality. And that can be exciting, of course. But then in the midst of that excitement, I think it's easy for fear to seep in. I think the enemy wants nothing more than to deter us. And sometimes that can really get the better of us. And so, you know, there are so many elements of fear, I think, that we could kind of like unpack. But to me, one of the biggest ones, I think, is what if I do all of this work and nobody cares? Like, it doesn't matter, you know? But also, I think, too, it's that fear of, is that fear of just failure, right? Like, if I fail, what does that say about me? And I think that can be a slippery slope too, where we lose our identity, right, in Christ. And then we place it just, it's sort of like just inwardly focused and it's all on us, which we know isn't true, but it's easy to lose sight of that. I think that's one of the biggest challenges I see, especially with women. I think we're prone to that. We're emotional beings and we want to bear good fruit in the world. And especially when I think we're doing something that we believe so strongly in and we believe that God is calling us to, I think we have to remember that God will not call us something that He will not equip us for. So, but the important thing too to remember is to be careful not to run too far ahead of where He has you. And sometimes when we try to take it all on ourselves, we're like, okay, I got this. You know, it's head down mode. I'm running forward. You know, it's sort of like almost like a modern day version of keeping up with the Joneses. And the Joneses are the other entrepreneurs who have like kind of made it, quote unquote. It's like you don't know what their struggle has been. You don't know what God has called them to before this moment in time. And I bet if you unpacked that with them, they would reveal to you a lot of the same challenges or kind of insecurities that you might be having as well. So entrepreneurship is not always an easy road. And especially when if you're going it alone, right? Like if you're a one woman or one man show, I think that's always tough, you know? And again, you know, not to sound like Miss Community, but like really it's all about finding other folks too, who, you can kind of walk alongside of, even if you're not working together, who you can encourage one another, who you can bounce ideas off of, and who could be kind of a sounding board. That trusted advisor board, I think, is so, so, so important. It's just important to find your people and find people who get it. And like you see the light in their eyes and you're like, thank you. Yes. Okay. I could do this. Thank you for the reminder. Okay. I got this. Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to take that and I'm going to run with that or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. Not just like yes people, but right. People who know you and love you and can support you along the way, good or bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's both friends and colleagues. I think that's absolutely one of the most important keys to success, is to surround yourself with people who inspire you, people who encourage you in your walk, but also who you admire in a way, right? Mm-hmm. Like you respect them and you respect the choices that they've made. And they're there simultaneously though to encourage you, you know, because we don't need those voices of, you know, doubt, or, you know, we've got enough of that. You know, those come into our own brains. We don't need to surround ourselves with others who will kind of plant additional seeds there. We want to surround ourselves with the seed sowers, the people who will help us to just be our best and, you know, help us move forward in the journey that God has called us to.
Well, what would you say is the most valuable lesson you've learned as you've kind of walked this road toward this dream?
Well, yeah, I think for me, one of the most valuable lessons has been to just surround yourself with good people. Like I was just saying, both people who, you know, again, are sort of that, I'll call it trusted advisory board. Because if you think about it in that way, you're thinking in the mindset of a true entrepreneur. We have to surround, you know, major corporations have boards for a reason. And even as a small startup entrepreneur, when you start thinking along those lines, you know, you create that group of people who you go to with your major decisions or concerns. You're starting to think really in the mindset of an entrepreneur. But also, in addition to that, you know, if you have people on your team, or if you work with partners, for example, we work with print partners, you know, to create our products. We work with makers within our community. We work with designers, graphic designers, you know, who help us to create our products. We work with photographers. We work with writers. Every single one of the people we work with sees the vision and believes in it. We encourage one another, both on a personal level and on a professional level. And they're good partners, both the people who work on our team as well as the people who we kind of link arms with to produce our products. They're good people who always want to do right. And it shows when the going gets tough and something doesn't go right, doesn't go well. You know, recently we had an experience with our printer where we were printing our conversation cards, for example, and the paper, it was just like frayed along the edges of each of the cards. We had printed thousands of sets of cards and it was a major investment. And we got these cards and we were like, oh no, this isn't the best quality. And we reached out to them and they said, we are going to make this right. We're going to reprint them. We're going to refulfill them for you and you'll have them back in a couple of days. I mean, without skipping a beat, you know? And it was like, that's the kind of people I want to work with. I want to work with people who choose to do the right thing, who abide by the golden rule, right? They do to others as you want them to do to you. And it just helps. Talk about eliminating obstacles right off the bat. When you look to people, not only for the skill they provide, but also for like their heart, you kind of weigh those two things evenly. I think that helps. That really helps. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned.
And it probably is not something that you can accomplish quickly. Like, there's research in finding a good partner, whether it's a printer or, you know, whoever else.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that saying, you know, a stitch in time saves nine, right? It's like, totally. Like if you do a little bit more heavy lifting and legwork on the beginning mm-hmm. phases to get just to align yourself with those individuals or, you know, companies or whatever it is, I think it pays off in the long run without question. And likewise on the other side of that coin, when you realize that you have maybe teamed up with someone who doesn't uphold the same values that you do and doesn't practice the golden rule in their business dealings or their personal dealings, sometimes you have to make tough choices because those individuals, it's like, unfortunately, it's like a cancer to an organization or a company or even a relationship. I mean, it can just be detrimental on way more levels than just surface. And so it's important to kind of always have a temperature check on that. Yeah.
Well, and you talked about kind of having that support system of people for you as a leader of something. For you, it's a company. How would you recommend going about like setting something like that up for yourself? I mean, it, like I have a friend that I talk to on Voxer and that's kind mm-hmm. of our back and forth. But I'm just so curious, like for somebody out there who's like, how do I – you know, pick those people or what does that look like, that, those relationships? Am I initiating like a monthly interaction with a
sure.
trusted advisory board? What does that look like for me? And
I think that can look different for depending on where you are. I happen to be, you know, we're out in the Phoenix area and out here it's interesting because there are a lot of entrepreneurs and there's this general sense of really wanting to help one another, like genuinely, by and large. I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule, but my experience has been that kind of once you start seeking out those people, you find them. But I know that's not like that everywhere. You know, it's funny because just the other day, actually, I connected with someone who I've actually, we've kind of encouraged one another really organically over the last year or so on Instagram. And just, you know, through, you know, engaging on each other's posts and then, you know, private messaging one another when, you know, something comes up or whatever, or an idea or just a little message of encouragement, genuine, you know? And just the other day she reached out and she said, you know, would you be interested in teaming up on something for the holidays? And I'm like, yeah, that would be great. You know, I know she's a good person. And I know the heart of the work that she's doing is really great. And we started talking and sharing insights together and just sort of some of our struggles with, you know, algorithms and all of these like awful things that we deal with as entrepreneurs. And I said, you know, I said, what would you think about, you know, maybe talking like once a month, you know, we could even invite a couple of other, you know, entrepreneurs who really are kind of business minded and have insights to share. What would you think about like a monthly call? She doesn't live in the same area I do. In fact, she lives in Tennessee. The other day was the first time we actually ever talked on the phone in over a year of encouraging each other, you know, behind our computers or behind our phones. But I think you have to kind of like overcome, we're all in this same journey, right? Of entrepreneurship. Everyone struggles with the same things. I think sometimes it can be even further isolating to feel like you're the only one when really there are so many others like you who are going through the same struggles. It might look different on the surface because they might be, you know, they might have a different dream than you do. But realistically, at a foundational level, we're all struggling with some of the same things. And so I guess if you don't feel like you have that network around you, of people who are also starting up their own thing, not being afraid to reach out to someone through social media. I mean, this is one of the gifts of social media is that we have access to people. Look for others who are kind of on your journey, who you admire and respect what they're doing. You think they're doing things well, and you'd like to, you know, kind of start a little mastermind. I think that is really powerful. And if they're folks that you could see kind of linking arms with longer term, who knows what other fruit might come from that. And then the third option I would give you know, there are some really great organizations, some that are smaller, kind of regional, you know, meetups, but then others that are literally global meetups like Rising Tide Society. Awesome options for entrepreneurs. I mean, you can go to Rising Tide Society's Instagram or website and see if there's a meetup right in your area. And if there isn't one, you could also consider starting one yourself and leading one if you feel called to do that. But just know that there are others who are struggling in that way too. And this might just be the breath of fresh air that they need as well. So it'd be a gift to you and also a gift to them.
That's super helpful. I've definitely had different groups of people along the way to be a support, and it makes such a difference, especially if somebody's not doing exactly what you're doing. You still can even just get that outside perspective and I think benefit one another just by being on the same road, but not necessarily pursuing the same thing. So
totally
agree. Great. Well, I'd love to hear any other like podcasts or books or resources that have been helpful to you that you'd love to share with those listening.
Oh, gosh, so many. You know, I think from a kind of like business, like a maybe more of a book our Earth friends might enjoy, but really, really helpful, even with my windiness, is a book called Traction by Gino Wickman. That's a really great one. It was recommended to me by a successful entrepreneur about 5 years ago, and it's one that I refer to and recommend to folks often. I really, really like that book a lot. Again, just from an entrepreneurial standpoint, more of like the building blocks of how to create a successful company that can gain traction. It's really valuable. I also love a book by Donald Miller, Building a Story Brand. I think about how we approach telling the story of our brand and of our mission is really important. And when we do that thoughtfully and well, you know, it resonates with people. And so that's a book that I really love. It's called Building a Story Brand. And then, of course, Rachel Hollis. I mean, I think everybody now has, you know, heard of Girl, Wash Your Face, but that's another one that I love. I haven't made it all the way through her book yet, but I'm working on it and I really enjoy it and just love what she's doing, you know, encouraging people. But, you know, on the flip side too, I think we have to be careful, right? Like there's this whole, we live in a society that's like, you know, all about the hustle. And I think, again, we have to like find spaces of rest and peace and kind of balance those two things, right? And so I think we have to be careful not to get too, you know, there's others that are great inspirations, but I think some of them come across a little heavier than what I think is healthy. I think we have to balance the two, but those are a couple I love. I do think, like we were talking about earlier, kind of going deeper and understanding your personality. So for training, I would definitely recommend, Darlene Santor, Coach Dar on Instagram or Facebook. She's just incredible. You can reach out to her and she does one-on-ones or just high level. And you can find out where she'll be speaking next, but she's incredible. I mean, game changer. And when you really get serious about kind of going to the next level, you start really taking those things seriously, like understanding more about yourself and others. And I think it's a really important key to just doing things well and going out into the world and doing your best work, you know, again, hand in hand with others. So,
and now is probably a great time to mention that giveaway. So, you have been super generous to send me the Come As You Are poster and a set of conversation cards. And so I don't think those have arrived, although a FedEx truck did just park outside my window. So we'll see. But I'm going to start sharing those on social media and, we're going to do this giveaway. This episode will be live on November 7th. So we'll give away that poster and the conversation cards. If you want to enter, it's going to be live and available on our Instagram. Mine is Merit J.O. and Lumatory. Is it just Lumatory? It is, isn't it?
It is just Lumatory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So come follow both of us. That'll be available through November 11th at midnight Eastern. So you've got a couple of days to enter that giveaway and then tag two friends. And beyond that, tag whoever you want. But we need at least two for that to be a valid entry. But we'd love for you to just think about who would love to think a little bit more about building community and sharing kindness with their neighbors and just connecting with people just a little bit more deeply in their lives. So excited that you've offered that, Jess, and can't wait to see somebody really benefit from those two items.
Really great. We're excited too.
Yeah. And that's, sorry, only for US residents, but we'll put all that in the Instagram posts. So be looking for those. And then Jess, I would love to just have you process a little bit with us as kind of a closing question, how this experience of stepping out in faith and following this dream that you feel like God gave you 3 years ago, how has that changed you?
You know, I think in today's day and age, we need more people who really believe in the importance of loving others. And to me, because this has become a really central part of my message and what I truly believe is important, I find myself looking for opportunities to build bridges far more than looking for opportunities to build them and so, or burn them rather. And so I think for me, it forces me to look at things differently, you know, right now at this moment in time when there is a lot of divisiveness. I believe that we're better together, and I believe that we need to find our way back to one another and those authentic relationships. And so even when it's difficult and we don't see eye to eye with others, I feel like it's changed maybe my response, my trigger response, you know, what it might have been before I really embarked on this. And I don't know. I really think that I believe in the work. I believe that God equips us for what it is He's called us to. I believe that He, everything will happen obviously in His time. And I think I'm just doing my best to enjoy the journey, to not, you know, try to force it along or move it along more quickly than it's going. I really trust in the timing of it all. And I think those are things that for me have really, solidified over the last couple of years since I kind of embarked on this journey as being really, really important.
If you've ever wanted to find community in the midst of your dream, this was the episode for you. A huge thanks to Jess for coming on the show this week. I love her vision for encouraging community and meaningful connection. And it was so fun to think about this with her in the context of our God-shaped dreams. That story she told about connecting with someone on Instagram and then having their first phone call after a year of, quote, knowing each other online, that happens all the time, right? It's so crazy how easily we can find someone like-minded to share this journey with. And it didn't always used to be that way, so there's something we can be grateful for. So here are some of my takeaways from talking with Jess. Takeaway number one, her caution to not place your identity in your dream, or really anything but Jesus. We've been talking about this around here. We know this, but it's a great reminder. When we do put our identity in something besides Him, that's where we let fear have a foothold with us. So that reminder, we probably need that every week. So thank you, Jess, for just encouraging us to continue to look back to Him, to put our hope in Him, and not in our dream or our success or failure or whatever it is that we humanly deem to be a category about how we're doing in following our dream. Okay, takeaway number two. Our need for real life community at home, in our neighborhoods, in our work.
And then the value of working alongside people who believe in your vision and are a good fit for your dream. And like she said, like those people may not be super easy to find right away, especially if you're working with vendors or there's kind of people external to your organization or your dream that you kind of depend on for things to go well. And so it just might be trial and error for a while, but so important. And I loved her example of working with a printer that just kind of made it right when things weren't right. So just that encouragement to connect, to be real, to be honest with people about what our needs are as we walk forward. So that was super helpful. And then finally, takeaway number three. And I've known this and I've done it before, and you maybe have too, but I just still feel this great need to partner with other women for encouragement, as a sounding board and connection in this dream that can at times feel a bit lonely. So what I'm talking about is this, you know, not necessarily people that you actually work with, but people that are external to your organization that can support you, cheer you on. You can kind of brainstorm stuff with, like I've had a mastermind for years and we've kind of slowed down our meetings just because of a lot of life change. But gosh, I need that connection because it can feel lonely just sitting at my desk and doing the things that I do every day. So what about you? Are you needing that? Are you wanting to connect with other women? Do you feel that like tug of loneliness as you're pursuing your dream and feeling like you're the only one in this little conversation? I hope that's not the case, but it made me think about when she talked about early on that personality inventory, the earth, wind, fire, water, like wouldn't it be so cool to have a mastermind group of balance within those four elements of the earth? So I would love to learn more about that. I think it would be so awesome to think about building community in that way. And you know, I bet there are women in your life who would love to hear what you're going through as you're processing your dream. You might have a friend or a sister in Christ who's struggling to figure out hers too, or just trying to get started or battling that fear that the enemy throws her way. And, you know, I mentioned last week, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but I don't have a marketing department over here. There's no college intern writing my Instagram posts. It's just me. And while I love to share conversations like this one and tell the world all that the Lord has taught me and share what he's taught others in the time of just really taking steps forward in my dream, the reality is that it's your voice, your words, your Instagram stories, your posts everywhere on the internet that help spread the word about the Devoted Dreamers podcast. You're also helping make connections among those traveling this road and get the message into the earbuds of the women who need to hear it. So if something strikes you about an episode, this one or any other that you've heard, would you take a minute and be my marketing team this week? Help me get the word out and let's tell more friends about what it means to walk in faith toward our God-shaped dreams. And on that note, last season, I shared a goal that I wanted 50 reviews on iTunes by the end of the season. So that was May 2018. And the results, the outcome of just sharing that goal out loud blew me away. I'm actually still reading reviews on the show that date back to May of 2018. So not only do I not have a marketing team, I want you to know, I also don't have a rich uncle, but I do have a sound savvy husband, which is a huge relief, and an editor, which makes all the difference in this podcast getting published in a timely manner. But there's a little something I'd love to have you think about this season, and it's my season 5 goal. So back in January 2018, I launched a Patreon page in which listeners like you can express their love and support for the show through a monthly contribution toward my work. It was a little petrifying to launch that, let me tell you. What if nobody, like what if there was crickets? But there wasn't. It was so sweet and it has been a sweet reminder each month. I'm grateful to every patron that I've had along the way. There have been 11 over the last 10 months. And in just 1 week, I'm going to be celebrating my 100th episode. I had no idea I would make it to 100. I didn't make a plan of how long I wanted to do the podcast. I just knew I needed to take this leap of faith to see what God might do with my willingness. And he has amazed me. He has provided through patrons. And when I've asked, you've come through. So back to my new goal for season 5, in honor of the 100th episode, I would love to have 5 new patrons at any level by the end of the year. So today is November 7th, right? You've got, what is that, 7 weeks to decide if you'd like to be a patron of the podcast. But if you feel like you want to, don't wait. Start now. Patrons of the show get early access to the podcast when I'm working ahead. It doesn't happen a ton lately, but I've provided in the past promotion-free social media images with guest quotes that you can use wherever and however you like, and then just other exclusive content just for you. And I'm actually super open to new suggestions of patron gifts. So if there's something that would be meaningful to you in exchange for your support, please let me know. I would love to hear that. Things I've been batting around but haven't happened yet are a private Q&A for people that give at a certain level, or the opportunity for a patron to ask a question of a particular guest. So think about it. Go check out my welcome video at patreon.com/devoteddreamerspodcast and learn how you can support me and get more involved. Okay. And so I said I had a ton of new reviews on iTunes. I'm still working through those. More than 63 of you have done that. It's so awesome and I love it. So if you haven't left a review, just go click on ratings and reviews in your podcast app and share your thoughts about the show. So here's one, like I said, back in May of 2018 from Brandy Sauce, SOS, entitled How to Loosen Your Grip on Your Dream. That is connected to episode 89, and that's the particular episode she was actually reviewing in this, in these comments. She says, listening to this podcast helped me feel more at peace with the process of dreaming. Such a gift. Both Christy and Merritt share real life vulnerable truths from their hearts. Christy Hayes has some great encouragement for dreamers. And I love the way Merritt asks thoughtful questions that really give the person sharing opportunities to open up. Thank you for this safe space to dream big. Brandy, thanks for that sweet review. I love that it's impacted you in that way and so grateful that you shared your thoughts. And really, every review, every one that I've read has motivated me to keep going with your kind words. So thanks so much for that. Thanks for every time you tag me in social media and all the direct messages, all of those touch points mean so much to me. Now, don't forget, you can join us in the Devoted Dreamers Facebook group and connect with other dreamers. You'll just answer a few quick questions. I'll accept your request, and then you can share your thoughts about the current show or join the conversation already happening there. That's over on Facebook in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders group. And as always, you'll find the show notes for this episode at merittonsa.com/podcast/99. There you can connect with Jess Reinhardt, get details about her cool giveaway, and find links to the Lumatory website and their social media accounts. I hope you connect with them. They're such an awesome company. Well, friends, that's it for today. We are leaving double digits. Thank you so much for joining me in the conversation. And wherever you are with your God-shaped dreams, may you have the courage to take one step toward their realization today. I will see you next week for episode 100. Bye-bye.